Hey everyone!
We're back in the house! Lucas and Lee Podcast!
Back in the house after a two week
Yeah, I mean, well, you were moving and shaking.
I was.
Had meetings, you had games at the Oakland Coliseum.
You walked
on the field that the great Raiders of the 70s and the great A's of the 70s and 80s. Everybody from Stabler to Canseco to Ricky Henderson, all walked in that.
Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka,
yeah.
Reggie Jackson, Joe Montana has been on that field.
Even,
Jerry Rice.
Even Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle has been on that. Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Willie Mays.
Not Willie Mays Hayes. He wasn't on that.
No.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays Hayes. I got to say, when I walked on, for context, for those of you who've been living under a rock, the undefeated Stockton Cargo.
Say it one more time for the people in the back of the room.
The undefeated Stockton Cargo had the first ever women's sporting event ever, of all time, of any time, in the Oakland Alameda, the famed Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Yeah, which that venue was so ahead of its time when it opened in 1966.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was the home of the Raiders. And then they built that as a multi-purpose stadium to get a baseball team, which
they got with the A's.
Yeah, Charlie Finley moved the A's from Kansas City to Oakland.
So when I, got there, we got into the, player only.
Were you in the locker rooms and everything?
I went under the cavernous Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. And when I walked out on the field, which, by the way, the grass was amazing.
Oh, yeah. The groundskeeper there is one of the best in sports.
Oh.
He's amazing.
It looked like it was out of a painting. Anyway, I walk on the field. I was suited up, by the way.
Yeah,
I totally busted out with the suit.
You look like a don.
I looked like a boss.
Yeah.
I looked like a boss. And I also have to admit, it looked really good.
Yeah.
Man. I was looking really handsome. But I walked out there, and all I heard in my head was,
the autumn wind.
John Facenda on the overhead was saying, the autumn wind is a Raider.
Those 70s Raiders.
Oh, man. I stood there, and I'm like, this is where the Sea of Hands took place.
So many great things.
This is where George Blanda kicked one of his seven game-winning field goals in a row in 1970.
That's amazing. Where the Heidi game took place there too.
No, the Heidi game was Shea.
Oh, that was a Shea.
Yeah. Heidi game was Shea. Because it was East Coast time. Because they had to cut to go to what was
Heidi.
That movie? Heidi, the movie Heidi.
Yeah.
The kids movie. But five World Series took place on that field. Five.
The only world,
countless AFC championship games.
Little known fact, the only world championship for a Bay Area team at home was at the Oakland Coliseum.
Yep.
Because the Giants have won all theirs on the road.
True.
So the Oakland A's won it at home. And that's the only place where...
True story.
Well, I guess the A's got one in Candlestick too. But the only home world championship was at the Oakland Coliseum.
So it was it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. Great crowd. I'll give it to Oakland. Great, great crowd. And so it was part of a doubleheader. It was the women's game and then the men's game. I had people with me in my owner's suite.
Heck yeah.
Owner's suite right here. And those who stayed for the men's game unanimously decided that the women's game was more exciting than the men's game.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Probably because your Stockton Cargo won 2-1.
Heck yeah.
2-1 on a second half goal by Sam Tristan, who has 3 goals on the year for your Cargo.
What's the standings right now?
Right now we are in second place.
Playoffs are going to happen.
Playoffs, if we win out, if we keep on winning, playoffs are going to happen.
So how many teams make the playoffs in your league?
In our division, one. The division champ makes the playoffs. So
if you finish second, you don't get in.
No. It's going to come down to us and San Juan. We tied them up there got ripped off. And
they don't have any losses either. Or?
They have no losses.
So you guys are both tied.
So they've got one more. They have one more game than us.
Okay.
Played. So they have their two games, 2 points ahead of us in the standings. In soccer, it's 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie. They're 2 points ahead of us. If all things considered, if both teams continue to win out, the season will come down to us versus San Juan at home in Stockton, June 28th.
Okay, and you have a game this weekend, tomorrow.
We have a game tomorrow.
How's that game looking?
It is our third annual Pride match.
Heck yeah.
In support of our local LGBTQ+ community. And it's actually going to be a multifaceted game. Because not only thanks to our friends at Save Mart Supermarkets, one of the cargo sponsors, not only is a portion of every ticket sold going to go back to the San Joaquin Pride Center for the support and programs they do for the local community, but also for every goal scored by your cargo, Ava Community Energy, also one of our sponsors, will be donating $100 a piece to 5 local nonprofits.
That's great.
So, and also tickets are $5 a car, five a car with code word Ava. That's
Ava.
If you go on StocktonSC.com and buy your tickets before you come to our game.
Let's do it.
But very exciting. Very, very exciting. Very excited for tomorrow. Very exciting season. You know what is not an exciting? Well, you know what is not exciting?
What's that?
You sent me a clip earlier today. And it's, I kind of sort of enjoy these clips because it's like watching a really bad accident on the side of the road.
Did you stop and slow down and look at it?
I stopped and slowed down and looked at it. And it was a female who I'm sure she finds herself very attractive.
Well, she did. She labeled herself a 10.
Labeled herself a 10.
So she did
love
herself.
She deserved Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes. She said she was a 10 and she deserved Jake Gyllenhaal. The host asked her, why should Jake Gyllenhaal date you? And then she got angry and was like wondering why he would even ask that question.
So, she was a little full of herself.
Yeah, a little, a lot.
A little full of herself. And that leads us to the discussion. I know, Lucas, you were saying it's ridiculous that people label themselves tens.
Yeah, I don't think if somebody asks you what you are, I think you should say, I'm not going to give myself a number. You can think what you want to think about me. I think I'm a good person. I just don't think you should walk around and say you're a 10. A 10 doesn't need to say they're a 10.
Very true. I think everyone should think that their whole person is a 10.
I think that not everybody should do that because there's some really bad people out there. That are working on themselves.
There are bad people.
And if you don't think, if you're a 10, you have nothing to work for. So
true.
I think that you should always believe that there's room for improvement because you don't grow if you're perfect. Like if you're doing everything and you think you're doing everything great, why would you change? So I think you should always look.
Well, I think part of being a 10 is realizing that you're not perfect and you need to continue to grow and improve and become a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
That's what part of makes you a 10 as a person. And notice I'm saying as a person, not looks wise, just as a person. I think everyone should be or at least strive to be happy with who they are.
Yeah, you should be happy with who
happy
you are.
Happy with who
happy
who
with
are.
The way you look. You should be happy with. And if you're not, work on getting there.
I think the problem with this female, in particular, other than the fact that she was a little full of herself.
And she wasn't.
I'm going to let you say, I'm not touching that.
She wasn't.
Not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Nope.
She wasn't.
Nope, not touching that.
She wasn't.
Not touching that. I'm sure she finds herself very attractive.
And
more power to her. And I'm sure there are other people that find her very attractive.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that find her unattractive, too.
I'm not touching that.
Because that happens.
But
everybody's got different tastes. You can say you don't like somebody.
You can. Her problem is I think she was basing everything on looks.
Oh, 100% she's basing
everything. She deserves. She doesn't know what kind of guy Jake Gyllenhaal is. She just knows he's super attractive and she deserves him.
Yeah, they might not be compatible.
I was in this boat before. Need I bring you back to the one relationship I always like to bring up because it showed everything wrong in a relationship. The one I had 2 years ago, and you know, Lucas, you've seen many of the women I've dated, and she is by far probably one of the most attractive women I've dated.
Yeah, yeah.
She was smoking hot. She was. She was a very attractive woman. A horrible relationship.
Yeah, well, horrible. Just because you're good looking on the outside doesn't mean you're good looking on the inside.
And I'm not saying she was not good looking on the inside. It didn't work for us. It just didn't work for us. It was a case of where looks not only wasn't everything, it wasn't even close there. It was like maybe 25%, to be honest. The rest of that relationship was just bad. It was bad on so many levels. And look, I am one to own what I own. And I think I went into and stayed in that relationship because
she was good looking.
She was tall, blonde, and hot.
Yeah, you think it added value to you.
Yeah, yeah. I knew a month in that it was square peg round hole, and yet I had everyone and their mother's uncle telling me, "Oh my God, Lee, this is the hottest woman you've ever dated. You can't break up with her."
Yeah,
because I was telling people, I was like,
That's why you shouldn't listen to people.
I should
always go with your gut.
Listen to your gut.
Yes, because most people don't know what's going on.
Listen to your gut.
Always go with your first impression.
Speaking of relationships, you sent me another clip for discussion. Women and toxic men.
Yes, women do like toxic men. It's the Beauty and the Beast syndrome.
And they think, here's the problem, and I think we've talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it again. I think it's been romanticized in movies. I mean, James Dean was the original bad boy.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And movies make it seem where a woman can find a bad boy, Beauty and the Beast, same exact thing. Belle finds Beast and finds the gentleman within the Beast. And I think women think they could find this super duper bad boy and turn him into what they want him to be.
Yeah, well, because it shows power if you take somebody who's a bad boy and make them a good boy.
It does. It's a conquest.
But then do you think they get bored? If you date a bad boy and then all of a sudden he becomes a good guy.
It's a dopamine hit.
Yeah, like it's like all of a sudden the guy's boring.
It's a dopamine hit.
Because I do think most women would like to be with a quote-unquote good guy, but good guys are boring.
They are. I can attest to that.
So they don't, you know, nobody wants to be bored.
The number of times I have been told by someone I was dating, even my ex-wife, that I am an amazing guy, blah, 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 blah. Lee, you're so great. You're amazing. But it's not enough.
That's why you should become an asshole.
It's not.
Yeah, just become an asshole. Just become an asshole and your relationships will last longer.
Who knows? But it's true. It is true. I think there is this dopamine hit. Same thing with guys who chase women.
Well,
who chase women, it's the dopamine hit. And once they catch them,
they're like, what do I do now?
They're like, what do I do now? Yeah. And it's the same thing with women and toxic men. Women go after toxic men to try to change them and mold them into what a woman wants as a partner. And two things are going to happen. They're going to fail miserably, which is what usually happens, or they actually do it. They tame the beast. He becomes what they want him to be. And then they get bored and they go out and find the next bad guy.
Yeah. Or the guy realizes he's fake and he's doing all this fake stuff for this girl. He's tamed himself and he gets annoyed and he leaves.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and look, I've been through enough relationships in my life to know, and I've been there. I've been in the chasing category when I was younger.
Chasing is a lot of fun.
It is. Oh, chasing is fun. Super fun.
Yeah.
But you know, and I count myself fortunate. And look, obviously what I went through has a lot to do with my theory and thought. Also being married, you know, when I got married to April, here was a woman I chased and
you got it.
I got her and got married and I enjoyed being a husband, at least while I was healthy. But I think especially what I went through, you know, anytime, you know, you go through a situation where you're almost not here anymore.
Yeah.
It puts things in perspective. And it gives me a different perspective to know when I go into a relationship, And it's not perfect, as we just discussed. You know, the relationship from 2 years ago was post-transplant, obviously. But still, I go in with the mindset that it's not about the chase. It's about the actual relationship.
Yeah.
It's about being with someone that makes you happy, that when you their text message pops up, you get a big smile on your face, or you can't wait to FaceTime with them or have dinner with them or all those things.
Yeah, they have to be a friend.
They do. They have to. It has to be someone you look forward to talking to all the time.
Unfortunately, in this culture, they've demonized the word friendship.
They have. It's friend zone.
So now friend is not you.
If you become friends with your partner, you're in the friend. No. Your partner should be your best friend.
Well, once you get to be in your 50s, you'd want a friendship with the person you're with.
Because
if you're not friends with them, you don't really have
There's
much
nothing
to
else
do.
There. There's nothing yeah. else there. There's nothing else there. Speaking of nothing else there, that would be the NBA Finals ratings.
Yeah, I haven't watched one game. I haven't watched one. And I don't see anybody talking about it.
Well, that's because the Knicks lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's be very clear about that.
Well, the fact that the Knicks, Lakers, and Celtics aren't involved, it makes for a very boring NBA Finals. I don't care how good the games are.
It is good. Two teams from flyover cities. Indianapolis, Indiana, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You just fly over those. No one goes there. You just fly.
Have you been to either city?
No.
I've been to Oklahoma City. It's awful.
I can imagine.
There's nothing there. I drove through there.
Oklahoma's flat.
Yeah, I drove through Oklahoma.
I went to Waco, Texas 2 years ago.
That's Oklahoma City.
Flat.
Oklahoma City's like every Midwestern city.
You know what championship I am excited for?
What's that?
Drum roll, please. Saturday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern on Peacock, is the inaugural USL Super League Championship.
Heck yeah!
Being held at Tampa Bay.
Yes.
I am repping the Tampa Bay Sun jersey.
I'm surprised you're not going down there.
I've got a game tomorrow.
What time's the game in Tampa?
7:30 Eastern.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you can't make that happen.
Nope. Can't make it. Now, if it was on Sunday,
you make it happen.
I'd probably go. If it was Sunday, I'd probably go. Very excited. It is their very first. I was texting back and forth with the league commissioner yesterday, Amanda Vandervoort. She is very excited for her first league championship. It is Tampa Bay versus Fort Lauderdale in the Florida Derby.
All Florida championship.
And I'm looking for Tampa Bay to be rocking.
Tampa Bay to be rocking.
Be rocking tomorrow night, and also, and we talked about it earlier, but also rocking tomorrow night will be Knowles Field at the University of the Pacific.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be going wild.
Knock on wood that we are 6-0 and 2.
Heck yeah.
After tomorrow,
get the fingers crossed.
One can only hope.
Keep it undefeated.
So that brings us to what we always end every episode with. Worst week ever.
So, my worst week ever goes to something I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just having a very bad week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's America.
Oh, man.
It's a very bad week for America. It's been the worst week we've had in a long time.
It's been a bad week.
It's been a very bad week, a very sad week. So much so, let me tell you how sad it is. I'm going to LA tomorrow, and there have been people that have asked me, are you still going to go?
Fox News has done its damnedest to make it seem like all of LA is under siege.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I'm definitely going, and I promise you that I won't see anything bad. I promise you I'll come back in one piece unless a Dodger fan gets me. That's the only reason why I won't be coming back in one piece.
My worst week ever goes to the entire Trump administration. Let's start off at the top. We have Homeland Security Barbie, Secretary Kristi Noem, having the Secret Service take down and handcuff a sitting United States senator. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Kristi Noem knew it was U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, and she still had her Secret Service put him down to the ground and handcuff
him. Did she request it? Because I the only thing I saw was he started. Was
or she to, could have said,
did
I don't
she,
know.
Like, motion? I don't know.
She could have said, hey, stop. That's a sitting U.S. senator. Instead, she just stood
why
there.
Why did she want it?
She stood there she with this it. Look on her face like, huh?
Yeah, I think she wanted it.
Oh, of course she did. Of course she did. Then you have Homeland Illegal Immigration Czar Tom Homan saying that we should arrest Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom then coming back and saying, okay, come do it, big boy. Knock yourself out. And Homan, well, I was taken out of context. I really didn't mean that. Not only did Homan look like all talk, no action, also he just made Gavin Newsom the front runner for the 2028 Democratic nomination with that little.
Well, that's why Gavin Newsom played into it as well, because, you know, he's
a smart person. And then you have a guy who looks like the bad guy from a Spy Kids sequel, Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
How they let him on TV, I don't know, because he literally just looks like a villain.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Well, he has no personality. No, the delivery is awful.
And he has a fetish with trying to deport every undocumented person in the United States, because apparently Stephen Miller thinks that lettuce comes from the back of the restaurant and peaches come from a can, not from people who work in 110 degree heat, because no other American would take that job. God forbid. But he, you know, with his big fetish to deport everyone, now has to eat his words because Trump came out and said, oh my God, the farmers are all pissed at me because they're not going to have anyone to work on their field, so I better stop it. That whole administration just, and I try not to get too political.
Well, I'll go on record as saying most politicians right now are all disgraceful.
I try not to get too political because it's what I do for a living, but that administration is just a massive dumpster fire.
I think
a lot of the American public now is saying, oh my God, what did we vote for? We voted for a clown show. And, you know, Trump's 38% approval rating shows it. So there you go. Trump administration, at least on my end, y'all are having the worst week ever. And yeah. With that,
peace.
Have a great Father's Day weekend, everybody.
Yes, happy Father's Day.